This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jono.
Hello, Yanni.
Welcome to Living Life Single.
Where?
Where? Always do this to me.
Yeah, I know. Just to check.
Where being single means you're never by yourself, Jono.
Thank you. Thank you, Yanni. And I feel that every time I'm inside. Oh, my God. I should rephrase that. Every time I'm in the studio with you.
Oh, well, thank you, Jono.
I never feel alone.
Oh, no. By yourself.
By myself.
Yeah, exactly right. Have you been?
Yeah.
So to all our listeners, Jono hasn't been 100%.
No, I can go into that later. But it's recovery. I'm recovering.
Good.
It just reminds me of that show we did about help, I'm sick. And I've been sick twice.
You have been.
Oh, how have you been? What's been going on?
Well, lots have been going on. Yeah. But today's an exciting show.
Tell me why.
guess what why?
Why?
That made no sense, but it's all right. We have a special guest.
I did wonder who this person sat next to me was. I didn't know if they were just part of the studio or you got me on like a speed dating thing.
Well, I'm trying to set you up, right? No, because today's show, Jono, is all about single movies. Well, people being single in movies and TV shows. And we're going to talk about everything to do with movies.
I'm on tenterhooks. Yeah, I'm waiting. Like every word.
And I guess it's discussing, why does everyone in a movie have to be in a relationship? Why does everyone in a sitcom have to be in relationships? And today's episode is all about friendship movies.
Great.
Because there are movies out there that are just about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be discussing with our movie expert.
That's why I watch horrors, because they don't last in those.
But I will introduce our expert.
Yanni, who is this wonderful, handsome, special guest that we've got sat next to me?
He's absolutely amazing. He is a friend of the show. He's actually a presenter on Joy Radio. He's part of the Strictly Soundtrack team.
Ooh.
He's a film and TV critic. And I would like everyone to put their hands together and welcome Glenn Charlie Dunks. Welcome. Glenn.
Wow, thank you very much. That's quite an introduction.
Yeah. Our first guest. How do you feel?
I feel quite special, actually. Good. That's lovely.
You should.
We're so happy and so honoured that you are here. And so is our audience.
Oh, well, great. Good. I'm sure they heard your introduction and goes, wow, this is going to be an incredible show.
Absolutely. That's what they do in every show. Every show, Glenn. That's what our audience do. But you are here to talk about... Well, what are you here to talk about, Glenn? We invited you on the show. Remind us.
Yeah, look, I'm here to talk about friendship cinema, television.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunately small but beloved sort of subsection of film and TV where the drama isn't around romance first and foremost. It is actually around friendship, and I think that is something that's missing far too much from the film and TV that we get to see here. Unfortunately,
fabulous. And also, just to give our listeners some context, describe a little bit about you. Tell us about you and your status in the world.
I mean, I could help with that.
Please do, Jono.
So.
No, I'm joking. Your audience has never heard me before. They haven't seen me. I could say anything right
you
now.
Could. You could.
But
you
I could. Won't. No, I am a single gay man from here in Melbourne. Late 30s.
And that's all we need to know.
Yay.
It's about living life single. You are embracing your singledom, and that is why we have you on the show.
Yeah.
But before we get into the whole details of this, Jono, here's a little surprise for you.
Oh,
I don't know if
you're going to...
Another surprise.
Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
I know, I think I am. I'm not sure what you think.
What have you done?
About this. Oh, no. You know, though... Charlie and I did our, sorry, Glenn and I did our radio course together.
Yes.
And whilst I was throwing ideas around for the show, I needed a host.
Yes.
Mr. Glenn over here was my first pick.
Oh. What? Right, I'm out. I'm absolutely out.
Scandalous.
Hello? I just need to file a complaint at Joy Media. That's all right, because we won't talk about the other one that you talked about.
Shut up.
It's all right. No, Yanni forced me to find him somewhere and have a coffee and then was like, oh, I'm doing this show. No, actually, I was asked, there was this one or there was another one, and the other one sounded really boring. So I came to this one. So thank you for not accepting.
Well, I believe my words to Yanni were, I'm not quite ready to talk about my single for that many weeks in a row, but I'm happy to come on here and talk about my personal forte.
Yeah, exactly, which is film and TV, yeah, right?
I'm so glad you are.
Yeah, so am I, right? Because we would have nothing for today's show. Look at his face. Jono's not happy with me. For the audience out there, Jono is fuming.
You wait. No, I'm joking. I'm not. I'm joking.
So, Mr. Glenn, right? Films and TVs.
Look that at is him. My official name. Yeah,
Mr. Glenn, right? I think for me, I've always wondered why on earth everyone has to be in a relationship in film and TV. It feels like we are surrounded. And as single people, we're just constantly bombarded with relationships. And even when you think shows that people are going to remain single, like one of my favourite shows, The Nanny, you know, I thought she was never going to get together, right, with Mr. Sheffield and how great that relationship was when they were both single, right? Single widow, a single nanny. And then, of course, they got together. And that wasn't – so Fran Drescher was the executive producer of the show and the writer. And she actually didn't want for her character to marry Mr. Sheffield.
Get a relationship to be paired off. Basically.
Yeah, to pair it off, yeah. But the executives insisted on it. And then we saw the downturn of that, because she was like, well, as soon as they get together, the chemistry, the excitement, you know, the thing that everyone wants in why they're watching is not there.
Yeah.
So I guess my question to you, Glenn, is like, why go down that path of why must, I guess...
Directors and producers.
Yeah,
and
why do they do that?
Yeah.
I mean... The probably generic answer is just that is just what audiences expect.
Yeah. Mm.
You turn on any of these sort of shows, particularly a sitcom on television, and, well, how are we going to sustain, you know, well, back in the day, 20 episodes a year for maybe 5-6 seasons.
Mm.
And much like soap operas, much like so many other things in history, it's just that, well, let's fall back on pairing people off, on romance, on love, which is all wonderful stuff. Certainly not against it. I've enjoyed my fair share of rom-coms in my day. But yeah, I think there is just this expectation that characters will eventually... That if they're single at the start of the show, then the course will be corrected by the end of it, and they will be happily partnered off, married, maybe with kids as well, and living the life that at the start of the show it is believed that audiences will want for them.
Isn't it interesting? You use the word corrected, and I don't think that's your word. I think that's the word of, dare I say, the reflection, you know, from society,
yeah,
that it will be corrected.
Yeah.
You know, that people can't be single. You know, heaven forbid that a main character or someone can be happy and single and live life. And
yeah, I mean, the show is literally called Friends, and they all start, I think it was only... one of the characters on Friends, Ross, was in a marriage to a lesbian, so that clearly wasn't going very far for much longer than the first episode. But they all started off as single, and very quickly, you know, by second season, you had characters starting to pair off, and they're like, oh, okay, well, Ross and Rachel are they've done that too many times now. Oh, now we need to move on to Monica and Chandler. And then it was Rachel and Joey, and it's just, and by the end of the show, everyone's together with somebody else. And I think it ruins some of the charm of a show like Friends, where it's all about actually how do these people get along as friends? And yet, by halfway through its run, it was like, no, we just need to pair these people off.
Yeah.
Can I say, I reckon it's kind of funny. We've talked about The Nanny and Friends, which are very, there are shows with straight, the lead characters are all straight. And even though this other show is also all about straight people, The Golden Girls seems
God.
It's the queer idea of ideal of friendship. It's of making your own family.
Yeah, totally.
And I know so many people who plan to do The Golden Girls life later in life. You know, the housing market is crazy. No one can afford to buy a place, all this sort of stuff. So instead, everyone's just going to shack up with their favorite friends and live in a fun house in tropical weather. And I love The Golden Girls. And it was actually a very queer show. It talked about a lot of queer subjects.
Weren't the writers gay? Weren't the...
believe so. Some, yeah. There were certainly some that were, yes.
I think that's going to be us in Dalesford in our 80s or something. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm waiting for that time of my life. But
just living... Well...
Not yet.
Because...
For example.
You know, if we don't have anyone, you've only got... Exactly. You've got your friends. We've got our chosen family is what we were discussing a couple of weeks ago.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, can I put a cat amongst the pigeons?
Ooh.
One of my favorite shows that I thought at the time was very real, now it's not, and it's trying to be very woke in its newer form, is Sex and the City.
Oh, yes.
And I related to that a lot in the 90s and noughties growing up. And
why?
I was being a young gay guy, and I was just like, God, these girls are just fabulous. Like, if I could just hang out with Samantha, maybe. But like, if there was episodes where Carrie was like, I'm not interested in dating, I'm just going to date myself. I'm going to date the city. And
yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's such a good idea.
It's a romantic, very notion. Romantic notion.
Yeah.
Especially when you live in Manhattan.
not Melbourne.
And you have whatever disposable income she was able to have
where she
from
got
writing
from.
One column a month or whatever. Mm.
And apparently, like, didn't she spend like $30,000 on shoes? I remember that episode.
Something like that. Well, but I think that show was always best when it was ignoring the romance of each of its individual characters and focusing on the friendship of those four women, because that was the heart of the show. And I think that really speaks to the things that we've been talking about and sort of really amplifies this question of why don't we get more shows like this? And it's kind of interesting that, you know, to pivot from Sex and the City, is that when you get shows with a queer group at its core, it does, there is a stronger focus on friendship, queer as folk, the L word, looking. These shows are all about gay, lesbian characters, bisexual characters as well. I think in the L word, it was quite diverse in the range of characters that they had. But with these sort of larger groups of core characters, and again, they have characters go on dates and they find relationships and they have, well, at the start of one season, they're dating somebody, and the next they're breaking up with them. They are storylines in all of these shows, but at the core of them is friendship. It's those made families. And I think that's sort of really interesting about, you know, you subtly shift away from straight sitcoms and you go into queer comedies and dramas. And it does become more about friendship.
Mm. So, because I remember I have watched Looking. I have watched Queer as Folk. I only watched a few episodes of The L Word. But I'm still thinking, yes, you're right about the friendship. But there's not many single characters. They're not embracing singledom.
Certainly true, yeah.
And I just...
Well, some of them are. They're just shagging around.
Well, yeah, but I think like the it looks like, you know, there's the end result will be relationships. Even if you look at, say, Queer as Folk, Brian, you know, one of the main characters there who was...
The American version you're talking about.
Well, even I think in the British version, like at the end of the day, he ended up with someone, you know.
Yeah, the Samantha type of the perennially... Yeah. You know, the bachelor, the bedhopper type. And at the end, you still got to end up with someone.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to see someone just being single
and miserable.
Yeah.
Like,
they start single and they end single, and then they're like,
and they die single.
Oh, yeah.
there's nothing wrong with that.
There is that new show, Mid-Century Modern. I don't know where that's with Nathan Lane and Matt Bomer. It's sort of like a modern take on Golden Girls, but with gay guys. So it's sort of quite appropriate. It only just started on TV.
What was that again?
It's called Mid-Century Modern. I'm not sure where it is, what streaming service it's playing on in Australia. But that's only just started. So we'll see where that goes. That could be an interesting wrinkle in the theory that all these shows have to pair people off.
Yep.
I'd like to see it. Obviously, as you've suggested, let them explore being single and embrace it.
Yeah. So, Glenn, do you think that there can be movies or there can be TV series when there isn't that drama around a relationship? Will it make for good TV or good movies? You know, because there's always, with any film, or there's always a premise, there's always something's happening and there's always an end, you know. Is there going to be drama? Is there going to be something if there's no relationship? Is that why there's not, you know? Can there still be a hook? Can there still be something when there isn't a romanticness between the main characters?
Yeah, apologies.
What was that?
I went to speak and I could not speak. I had no voice.
That's quite okay. Just ruin our show.
No, I definitely think it can be. Like, I think of a really great movie from about 10, 12 years ago, I think, called Tangerine.
Ooh,
directed,
yum.
Written and directed by, not what you think, written delicious. And directed by Sean Baker, who just won 4 Academy Awards for his movie Anora, if people have seen that one. This is an earlier film of his about 2 trans sex workers. Now, I know that sort of sounds like a cliche, but the film, it's a comedy, it's a risque, raucous, raucous comedy, but a comedy nonetheless. And it is about these two women, one called Cindy and the other called Alexandra, the latter played by an actress named Maya Taylor.
Okay.
And she became the first trans actor, of male, female, to win awards for a performance. Like, it's quite a big breakout. And this film was about friendship. It was about these two women who have found each other in some dire circumstances, and through all of the stuff that they go through, at the end they've got each other.
Nice.
And they embrace at the end, roll credits, and it isn't about one of them needing to find finding a man that can sweep them off their feet like Pretty Woman. Mm. It is about finding your friend, finding that person to take you through life, and it doesn't have to be romantic. And I think it's a really great film and one that I'd really recommend people seek out if they can.
So, Glenn, tell me some movies. I want to know some movies that people can just go watch when it's just about singles.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, the obvious one is probably The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which is, depending on which characters you are following in that movie, friendship is a loose term. But I kind of love that. I love that it's by the end of that movie, the Hugo Weaving and Guy Pearce characters, Tick and Felicia, they've gone back to Sydney. They're on stage. They're performing ABBA. They are even closer than they've ever been before. They are that trip has sort of made them best friends for life. I think that is a really great ending that they didn't think they had to give those two characters, not even somebody in the crowd looking at them going, I'm gonna ask you, like, no, they are for all we know, they carried on for the rest of their life as fabulous single drag queens, and I think that's really lovely.
I love it. What movie or TV series do you like about singledom? And when you go out by yourself, do you go out by yourself and watch movies?
Oh, I go to the movies by myself all the time.
Really?
I kind of, it's just you sort of have to.
Which ones?
What kind of movies?
I mean,
like which actual cinema?
Yeah, because right.
No. I think it's perfectly normal, and I actually like that. Certainly in a city cinemas, it's not this sort of weird thing where like you think people are staring at you because no one is. But I love going to the movies by myself. It means I don't have to care what the other person is thinking about, like, oh no, they're gonna hate that I brought them to this,
yeah,
to this thing that, or this, like, or just, or you know, like, oh, they're gonna think it's a waste of money, or oh, that, or if I ask about every single movie I want to go see at the cinema, I'd be getting crickets after a week.
No one's gonna judge if you want a mint choc top and a large popcorn.
No, absolutely not. Thank you. Bring them all. Look at John has like, and I had a large Coke as well.
Wow, Coke Zero, darling.
Okay, of course.
Maltesers for me.
See, I don't eat during a movie.
What?
No, I'm focused. I am forecast. I am there. I am listening. I am watching. I am in it. Do not talk to me during a movie.
No, you don't talk, but you have to like chomp on something. But anyway.
Well,
Yanni, I'm talking about Maltesers and popcorn.
Of course you are, with your choc top.
Can I get us back to more wholesome material?
Yes, please.
One film I really wanted to bring up, and it's a small film. I believe it's Irish, perhaps. But there's a film called Handsome Devil, which is, you know, we see a lot of films about young gay characters who are, you know, it's the coming out narrative. It's their first love, which are again both wonderful stories, but this one wasn't about two young gay teenagers at a boarding school coming together and find, you know, it's not the jock and the nerd, although they do play the jock and the nerd, but in this case it's not them finding out that actually they love each other and they're going to spend the rest of their lives together. It's actually that they love each other as friends. And that is a dynamic that we almost never see.
Yeah, how would that
work? This coming out narrative of, okay, but I just want to be like, maybe it's just me, but I have a feeling it's both of you as well. Is that like finding somebody that you connect with as a friend, whether you are a teenager or whether you're a bit older, is actually something that is quite profound. Like that, those sort of friendships that leave such a mark on you, those sort of stories I actually find really interesting to see on film, and unfortunately it's not that common. But this film, Handsome Devil, is one of those ones where, yeah, it's two teenage gay characters who find each other, and yeah, each of them, you know, each of them are going to be such an important friend for each other moving forward as they go through the end of high school, they go through university, they go through life, as particularly as young gay men, and then and gay men who have to get older, having those friendships, particularly, you know, deeply rooted ones from earlier in your life, is really important.
Does it allude that they will get together?
Far as I remember, it does not. I think it is very firm in its understanding that these two kids are both coming into their own as young men.
Yeah.
And they discover this thing about each other. But no, they are not sexually attracted to each other, which I think is, you know, not uncommon.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
It happens to me all the time.
Like, but it's that old thing of, you know, when someone's like, oh, I've got a gay friend, maybe you know them. Yeah. And it's like, well, just because two people are gay doesn't mean that, one, they know each other, or two, that they want to fall into bed with each other. And in fact, like, sometimes it's the best thing is when you meet someone and go, oh, we're actually just amazing as friends.
Yeah.
Because I think that's can be in its own way more important.
I was just trying to rack my brain and think of an example, but I was in awe of what you were saying. I started off with my first partner though as just really good friends. I think something changed. We started working together in theater and stuff, and then something changed, but it did start off as just friends. And because we had lots of things in common. But sometimes the best of relationships do come from good friendship.
Love it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9. This is Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono, and our special guest, Glenn.
Yes, that's me.
Talking all about movies and single movies and friendship and movies.
Look, I would be, if we're talking about friendship in queer films, I could not mention a film about toxic friendship.
Ooh.
Which, let's be honest, not all friendships are the kind that you crave, that you long for. The Boys in the Band.
Oh, do tell.
Classic film about gay friends getting together for a birthday party and everybody's just a horrible person to each other.
Why is that?
We can all be that way sometimes, I think. You just got to hope that you land in a group of friends in your life that is not like the ones from the Boys in the Band. Because if you do, or if you are, you need to get out immediately.
It's on my watch list, Yanni. It's definitely on mine.
I have seen the film.
Yeah.
And it's a good one.
Yeah.
Some single characters, some not single characters. But at its core, it's about friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a go watch it.
Nice.
It's a classic.
All right. Thank you. We are, Jono.
Yes. Oh, is it the time of the night already?
It's time.
Oh, it's my favorite part.
It is.
We should have a jingle for this. Shouldn't we? We just played at the end.
We should have so much.
You're doing well.
We don't. It's our favorite part, which is all about what was great about being single and what was all like, what do we want to share with everyone to go, you know, it was a bit rough.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to go.
Go.
I'm going to go straight in there. Bad was obviously because you started with Sick and Tired with Anastasia, being sick really badly this time with a horrible chest infection. Anyway,
I
was really sick. It like really got me down. But the good thing is I put some of that time when I was just at home on the sofa into working towards getting some prizes together for the Joy Radiothon. And there's some really juicy ones that I've put together. And one of them we're going to give away live on air in the next few weeks on Living Live Single. So put some time into doing that. And I'm really, really excited for the Joy Radiothon. So,
That's going to be a fun week when that happens. Yes. So we'll have more information about that when it gets closer.
Yay.
Which will be great. Well, that's fabulous.
Thank you, darling. Good.
And our lovely guest, what was something fabulous and great this week that happened to you or that you loved about being single?
Honestly, I have been really busy lately doing just because of my own silly choices, but nonetheless, busy nonetheless. And you know what? And I know I've got a few really big, busy weekends coming up. And so this last weekend, oh my Lord, I sat home and did almost nothing.
Amazing.
Aww.
It was so nice. I was in Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. And honestly, there are times where I'm like, if that happens, you're like, oh, like that was a bummer, or like I wish someone had been around to be able to spend some time with. But oh, it was just so good to speak to barely any human being at all.
It?
Like, it was great.
Aren't they just fabulous, those times? And you're like, because if you were with someone, you couldn't do that.
You'd have to go on a hike.
Oh, stop it.
Go watch a movie, get out of the house.
These all sound like lovely things, but when you've just been, you know, run off your feet, it is really lovely to be able to do that and yet not have to explain it to anybody and not have to apologize, like, oh, I can't do a date night or just like be in a space with somebody else. You can just be completely by yourself and be yourself.
Yeah. Was there a downer for you this week?
No. I've been on an upswing lately. That's good.
Well, keep that swinging.
Talking of upswing, the biggest swinger in the jungle, Yanni. Tell me, what was your positive and down of this week?
I think positive this week was on the weekend. I had planned nothing, but I did stuff, and I could do that because I had no plans.
What a bragger.
Everyone likes the brag.
So I was able to catch up with my cousins, which is lovely because I hadn't seen them for a while.
Yeah.
So I crossed the river. and then I was driving back through Collingwood and I just thought, I know someone who lives in Collingwood and I'm going to catch up with her. And I did. And we went for a stroll around the hood.
Yeah.
I've lived in Melbourne you know, 20 plus years, and I've been to Collingwood and Fitzroy for a lot of those times, and I'd never actually really strolled around Collingwood. And I'm like, these are some really cool kind of dodgy side streets.
Yeah.
And I loved it. So I went for a walk with her. We had some sushi. We caught up. We found out that we have some, we're seeing like the same kind of naturopaths and stuff. So nice. That's really great. It was just out of random. So it was
love
really
an impromptu little evening.
Yeah. Impromptu like day. So that was fabulous. So that was really, really good. And I think the not that good thing was just my place is a mess.
Oh.
I come home from work, or I'm working from home, and I'm exhausted, and I'm just like, oh my God, I just want someone here to help. And I must say, what I used to do with one of my friends, but now she's in a relationship. We used to call each other around going, can you come over and just watch me do my chores? And that is the best thing a friend can do.
Wow.
When you just need someone to keep you company when you're doing your chores, it is the best thing ever. So this week, everyone, all listeners, if you're having really crappy time and you've got chores to do, ring up a friend, just say, hey, just come over, watch me do my chores. And it's amazing that you just feel so much better when you just have someone there.
Or you could just ring Airtasker and get someone to come over and do it for you.
Yeah, but some people can't afford that. I can't afford that, Jono.
Do you know what? I'll do it for free. Well, no, I won't do it for free.
I think you can find somebody on an app who will do that for you as well.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, my God.
Just advertise it on your little square and you'll have people jumping at it.
Really? Just come and keep me company?
I think so. Or to do the just, chores.
Yeah, in a
gimp mask. But what do they want in response?
They just want to lick the floor.
Oh.
Or drink out of a dog bowl.
Oh my! I don't know what show this is, but this is not our. And on that note,
it's all about living single. That's what it's all about.
All right. And before we go, we want to thank you, Glenn Charlie Dunks, our first guest on our show. Thank you so much. Yay!
Oh, thank you very much for having me. This was wonderful.
Hopefully you've had a good time. We certainly have had a good time.
Fantastic.
Yes, I remember you talking about this in our training course, and here you are.
Here we are.
Look at you now.
Yeah. We've made it.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.